stats are for losers.
Welcome, everyone, to another thrilling episode of Statistically Speaking. I'm your co-host, Kyle. With me always is the multilingual Blinken Riley. He speaks English and nerd, which we all do here. So welcome, everyone, to the show. We got a special guest today. It's Gary of BetUS College Football. Gary, how's it going, man?
Going well. I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Yeah, I'm excited. I heard through the grapevine that you got banned from Twitter. What happened? It's literally my biggest fear, because what if that ever happens, I'm done. I'm not making another account. It's over.
And so that's kind of what I've done, right? I was close to 10,000 followers or subscribe, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
And you know, we were getting ready for, good gracious, like one of the BetUS College Football Show, you know, preseason things. We were doing futures or something, and I shared out, you know, several YouTube links and whatnot, and kind of retweeted some stuff and whatnot, and woke up the next morning and my account was suspended, and they said that I was spamming and committing platform manipulation. Appealed, I mean, no less than like 20 some odd times, and nobody will talk to me. And I don't know if it's spamming or, I mean, I've done the same crap every year for the same stuff, and it's never been a problem. But apparently I was not the only one. So I did find out, like, our buddy Dave Ross that does the BetUS UFC show, he got suspended for like 4 months, and they never told him what he did. He just appealed a bunch and got his account back. And they didn't tell him like why they were giving it back. They just reinstated it one day. So, you know, basically he told me, hey, just keep trying. But I got to tell you, this has been just a whole new life without Twitter for just a couple of months here. You know, I've been appealing, but that's more for like business sake. Right. Yeah. I don't know that I've really missed it that much.
Food tastes better. The sky is bluer.
It's a different world. The sky is definitely bluer. I will tell you this. I don't know how much I would be on it anyway. I've got a 5-week-old baby at the house right now, and a 5-year-old that's in kindergarten.
Congrats,
and an 18-year-old that's in college. So, like, you know, there's a whole lot of
that is a great movie premise. I'd watch that in a heartbeat.
I'm 40 years old. I'm too old for this. Like, and all of it happening right in the middle of football season. So it's been a weird year, but it's very entertaining, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. So yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun.
You know, I've never gotten suspended, but every year they do cut me off because I tweet too many Steve Sarkisian, Tom Herman jokes. Yeah. You know? Like the old, like, doesn't put his shopping cart back, and you know, pours in his milk before the cereal. Like every year I get throttled
like, by the, hey, you need to calm it down, right?
Yeah, way too many tweets,
man.
Oh, I love it.
Like, yeah, my biggest fear is like being shut off for like accidentally like sharing like copywritten like music and something. So like I've gotten in trouble for that before, like 4 years ago, where like I posted a funny video and used some random person's music, and they're like, you're going to be banned if you don't delete this. I'm like, oh.
Yes. And half the time you're sharing somebody else's video.
So right.
It's wild. I don't know how they're going to continue to grow that thing, but I mean, look, everybody thought that they were moving to Threads for a little bit, and then everybody went back over to Twitter, and you know, Blue Sky, whatever it's called, it's made a lot of noise out in, you know, the Bay Area. I got some buddies that live out there, and they're, oh, you got to get on Blue Sky. And I hopped on. It's like, there's nobody here. You know, it's maybe a bunch of engineers and whatnot, but like, there's nobody talking football. So, you know, Instagram's fun, but you got to have pictures with everything. It's like, yeah, man, I'd just rather get on Twitter so I can fire off something really quick. It is what it is.
Meanwhile, every other comment on my tweets is like a Rosie bot, and I got to deal with that. But you can't even log on to your Twitter.
Exactly. Exactly. I went back through, because the day after I got suspended, I just took a video of all the stuff that I had shared. One was a picture of my wife when she was like 9 months pregnant. One was, because this, I got suspended 3 weeks before my daughter was born. So like,
perfect timing.
Okay. Yeah. So I shared that. What else? I shared a bunch of BetUS stuff. I was going back and forth with Rob Pozzola about something. Yeah, you know, just like typical crap that I always do. And wake up one morning and, hey, you've been suspended and nobody will respond to me. I can't talk to anybody. It is the craziest thing I've ever dealt with. Craziest thing. Like, I've had less problems out of YouTube.
Yeah, man, that sucks. Something funny, I don't know if this bodes well for you, but like 3 years ago, I tried to get verified on here and they said, okay, you got denied. We'll get to you when everything's better. And
it never got better.
I just got a notification yesterday that they are now reviewing my profile.
Oh God.
To be verified. I don't even think they do that anymore. But anyway, it's funny because last week I changed my avatar for the first time in who knows how long. And I went to change it back yesterday because the week was over and I can't because it's being verified. Yep. So I'm stuck with this. You're
stuck with the Carolina Blue.
Yeah. So luckily it's not like, I lost like a Aggie bet or something. Like, but I'm like, seriously, like,
oh, that would have been rough.
Yeah.
Oh God, that would have been awful.
Anyway, I can't change it back. And I have no idea how long this will take to look for them to do this 3-year-old request I did. But I'm sure they'll get to yours in a couple years as well.
Eventually when I don't care about it anymore at all. Yeah, that's pretty much when, you know, I do have the other account, like the @WinningCures account, that, you know, I can log on and check things out. And if I want to save something, I can, you know, bookmark some fact that, you know, Chris Felica's tossed out there or something. You know, I can do things on that account, but putting in all the effort and whatnot, not as interested in that. I've kind of been putting that more towards like the Winning Cures Everything YouTube page and everything. Yeah. So it's been, like I said, a different world. Right.
Yeah.
You just figure out new avenues. I got on TikTok for the first time back in last month or whatever. So it's, who knows about that? I don't do it a lot, but okay. Like, we're doing videos and putting like words under it and stuff. Like, that's cool, I guess.
The closest I've ever come to TikTok is every once in a while, Spencer Hall drops a TikTok thread.
Yes.
And that's about as close as TikTok as I get.
My wife is all over TikTok.
Well, so yeah, I was going to say I have one because my wife sends me a bunch of TikToks that she wants me to look at. So that's why I have a TikTok. It's just a wife meme receiver.
That's 100% why I got it the first time. And then I started posting, you know, just some college football stuff. And there's been some engagement on there. It's not a ton, but it's, you know, it's all of it's interesting. All of it's interesting. I'll say that. It keeps the conversation going.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I will say it is hard to get ever bored. You just keep flipping and you'll find something. Okay. speaking of finding something, Blinken, how about we find ourselves some picks for this week? Have you seen the board of what games we got?
Are we doing the ESPN whatever picks board?
The college pick 'em, yep.
Hey, y'all tell me this. So I looked at that today, and how on earth are they not going to put Alabama, Tennessee on that thing?
I
don't know.
The games they choose sometimes, I don't know.
I thought potentially it was only ESPN games, right? So Alabama, Tennessee is on CBS. But they got USC and, my God, who else? USC and Utah on there. I mean, that's on Fox. It's two teams that, you know, are not – well, I guess Utah is going to be – owned somewhat by ESPN going forward.
Yeah, I never thought it was a network thing. I thought it was just like a throw, like obviously the best game of the week on there, and then the rest are just like a smorgasbord of what. I feel like they have to get like all the different areas and kind of touch every little conference in some way. So it gets harder every week for them to do that.
Oh, yeah.
While bypassing like bigger games.
Well, we're gonna start with their favorite team. Seems to be on there every single week. We're going to start with Georgia State at Louisiana. Georgia State's
always there.
Every week.
Oh, yes.
Georgia State at Louisiana. Right now, the line is Louisiana -3. SP Plus likes Louisiana a little bit more at 5. What do y'all think about this game?
Well,
Kyle, you going first?
Yeah. I've always picked Georgia State so far, and they've usually got me some points. But it's, I feel this game is too close, and with Louisiana being at home, I'm going to give the slight advantage to the home team. It doesn't matter which one it was. It just, I think the home team will pull it off at the very end. So give me Louisiana on this one.
I'm going to take Georgia State. And the reason being, one, they're a dog. Two, Louisiana's run defense over the last 4 weeks has been putrid. They are number 127 in rushing success rate allowed, number 106 PPA per rush. That's what Georgia State does. I mean, they're really good at it. Number 33 PPA per rush right now. I'm going to ride Georgia State. They have got something going with that quarterback, Darren Granger. So I will certainly ride with them in that that beefy offensive line they got.
Beef.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the road dog as well. I'm going to go to Georgia State to win this one. All right. Next, my adopted group of five team, UTSA versus Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic is a 3.5-point dog at home. SP Plus agrees. What do we think about this game?
Okay, this is also my adopted team because it has my adopted coach. So give me FAU on this one. Tom Herman's going to take care of business. I know they're not doing well this year, but you know, first year jitters, it happens to everyone. So he'll have them rolling next year, but FAU at home for this one.
FAU has gotten significantly better since Casey Thompson got hurt. So the guy that that came in for Casey Thompson is Daniel Richardson. He was a quarterback at Central Michigan for Jim McElwain, and he transferred down, and that was before Casey Thompson decided that he was going to go down. But yeah, that passing offense has gotten better. I like what FAU's doing, especially at home. They got a bunch of experience on that team. I think they got like 18 starters back from last year. It was ridiculous. But now they got, you know, a competent quarterback. No offense to Casey Thompson, of course. But yeah, this guy is really, really good. I like what they're doing. UTSA has been up and down and up and down all year. Their defense has not been good. I'm going to ride with FAU.
Well, I got to go with my adopted team. And we all know that Tom Herman, you know, bites across all the Kit Kat bars. You know, he's the kind of guy who walks up to you every Thursday and slaps you real hard on the back and goes, "Almost Friday, isn't it?"
And this is why you keep almost getting banned in our code.
So I'm going to go with UTSA in this one.
Gotcha. I knew it.
All right. I just made a whole lot of people mad by the way, cuz I got a lot of friends that that are down at UTSA. All of them want me to just talk glowingly about the Roadrunners. But yeah, can't do it on this one.
Nice.
All right, we go to Memphis, UAB. Memphis favored by 5.5. SP Plus likes Memphis by 10.5.
I think Memphis has a better offense and defense. I don't think this will be that hard of a test for them, but you never know. It's Memphis. But I'm very confident in Memphis for some reason, so I'm taking Memphis on this one.
So, all right, we are picking straight up.
Yes. Right.
Okay. I'll go Memphis. I will just say this Memphis defense has completely fallen off. Full season stats, they are number 34 PPA per drive, so predicted points added per drive. Over the last 4 weeks, they are number 104 in that category. So it's fallen off. And, you know, the thing that, you know, UAB does really, really well is run the ball. And Memphis is terrible at stopping it. So we'll see. I think Memphis has more talent than UAB right now. So I'm going to ride with the Tigers. But I think this one's going to be pretty tight.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is going to be a pretty close game. Definitely not the 10.5 that SP Plus likes it, but I'm going to go Memphis on the road.
Have y'all seen the trophy for that ball game?
No.
It used to be rivalry way back when. Yeah. The Battle for the Bones. So it's just rib bones. Like, it's a bronzed rib statue. So nice. They're bringing it back out this year.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
That's
awesome. I love a good, insane rivalry trophy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Floyd of Rosedale. Ah, yes.
All right, we've got another banger here. Toledo at Miami of Ohio.
Toledo. You say that in jest, but man, I am all over Miami of Ohio this year. I don't know about this. You know what? I'm stealing the spotlight here. I'm doing this one first. Miami of Ohio, Chuck Martin's defenses are always awesome. Last year, when they had Avion Smith at quarterback, that offense could do nothing. They went from like 33rd in the country in yards per play back to like number 117 last year. This year, with Gabbert back at quarterback, the offense is humming, and that defense is legit. They are so good. Toledo, you know that Jason Candle will always throw up just a Jason Candle kind of game, right? They'll hang tight with Notre Dame, and then they'll come home and they'll get beat by, you know, Eastern Michigan or something, right? Last year it was Bowling Green in the second to last game of the year or whatever. I don't know that they're going to Candle this game because they almost did against Ball State last week, but this one's at Miami. Yeah, give me Miami. I'm changing the order. I apologize for jumping in front, but I get real excited about this one.
Okay, so I'm doing Miami too. I think the home field advantage is going to help them on this one. I think it's going to be a close game. I forgot what Blinken said the spread was or what the favorite team was, but I'm doing Miami.
Toledo by two.
Okay. Give me the underdog at home. And Gary, he also swooned me with his praise for Miami. So give me Miami.
I'm gonna go against. I'm gonna go with Toledo to win this one. But like I said, I think this one has the potential to be crazy game, back and forth, wild finish. I think this will be a fun game to watch. And you know, I might watch this game over, you know, some of the others on this list, but.
Yeah, it has potential for West Virginia Houston vibes, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Let's get crazy. Oh, yes. Speaking of West Virginia, let's go Oklahoma State at West Virginia. West Virginia is favored by 3.5. SB Plus likes it at 1.5 for West Virginia. What do we think about these two teams?
Man, I don't know what happened to Ohio State or to Oklahoma State and then what happened again to Oklahoma State because. No, they start the season 2-2, and then they've played like Kansas State and Kansas. Kansas State was previously ranked. They're not the bottom. They haven't played the bottom of the Big 12, and they've won their last two games. So I think they have great momentum going into this game against West Virginia, who should be just absolutely decimated after last week's insane loss to Houston. So. I think they will not be able to handle the Gundies. So give me Oklahoma State on this one.
Let me tell you, my full season stats have got West Virginia favored by 6 here. The last 4 weeks have them favored by 1.49. Oklahoma State decided to stick with Alan Bowman, and they suddenly found Ollie Gordon, right, the running back. And he has just been everything to this team. He had over 100 yards receiving and rushing against Kansas last week. With a weapon like that, I mean, you can beat pretty much anybody. I think I'm going to take the Pokes. I mean, I don't feel great about it. Obviously, they got to go to Morgantown. That's a tough place to go travel. But, you know, they've got something going on offense, and West Virginia has just got a ton of injuries on the defensive side. I don't trust Green, the quarterback. I don't feel good about West Virginia. I feel like it's kind of been a paper tiger here. So I'll take Oklahoma State. I trust Gundy in situations like this.
And just to make sure, when you said Morgantown was a tough place to go, you meant to like actually travel there, right? And like yes, walk around there, right?
Okay. I mean, it is like, I mean, most teams like fly into Pittsburgh and drive like 2 hours through the mountains just to right. get yeah. there. I mean,
there's nothing around there.
I hate Oklahoma State, and this is an especially dumb Oklahoma State team. And so I gotta go with the Neil Brown redemption game here, and I'm gonna go West Virginia at home, in probably a close game, but I'm gonna go. West
Color Virginia. Me surprised. Color me surprised.
Yeah. It's amazing how much more likable Neil Brown was when he was at Troy, as opposed to West Virginia.
For sure. Right?
Yeah. All right. Next, we got Ole Miss at Auburn. Ole Miss favored by 6.5. SB Plus likes them 7.5.
Yeah, I think Ole Miss is much, much better than Auburn. I don't know why the spread is that that close, but I think Ole Miss wins this by at least two scores. Give me Ole Miss on this one.
So I'm an Alabama fan. Born and raised, can't help it. I went through all the mics, so you guys should know about this. I don't think I can pick Auburn in something like this. But not only that, I mean, my numbers have got Ole Miss just favored just ridiculously high. And the 6.5 does scare me a little bit because last week I thought there was something fishy about the TCU-BYU line because TCU, of course, had a backup quarterback coming in and all the numbers said BYU should have been favored and blah, 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 blah. And yet we all see what happened. But this one's just going to be fun for the storylines. I'm going to take Ole Miss here because I guess trust my numbers, I guess. But Lane Kiffin against Hugh Freeze and that whole dynamic, that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun on the plains.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go Ole Miss too. Auburn is very much not a very good football team, especially when it comes to passing the ball. They're 123rd right now in passing yards per game. So they just can't. I mean, it's just a – it's almost like it's very strange out of a Hugh Freeze team, I guess, those kind of numbers. But
the numbers have gotten worse. By the way, so at full season, their number 119 PPA per pass. This last game might have been the
worst one.
Oh, I mean, it was awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful, man. But and that's the crazy thing. They were going against a terrible LSU defense and couldn't do anything. Just
absolutely
terrible. Terrible to watch.
Isn't it kind of crazy how LSU's offense can be so much, could be so great, while at the same time, their defense could be just so bad? It's just weird.
It's a bit poetic.
You're talking to Oklahoma fan.
To a Lincoln Riley, Riley guy.
Come on, man.
Well, think about all the preseason praise for Matt House, right? The defensive coordinator, right? Oh, he's on these watch lists to be a head coach somewhere. He came back from the NFL to do this defensive coordinator gig, and everybody talked about Mike Denbrock. Oh, he might be past his prime, et cetera. He came over from Cincinnati. Nobody really wanted this offensive coordinator. You know, is he going to be able to use a weapon like Jaden Daniels? And now it's the offense that is just clicking, and the defense can't stop anybody.
Love it. And Gary, earlier you had said not if we'd understand you not picking Auburn, and you're talking to the guys who will find a way to prove that A&M could lose to like a 1-7 FCS team or something. we will find a way on here to not pick them. So,
here's the difference with that though, right? A&M has shown that they could lose to anybody, right? That's verifiable fact. They can lose to anybody, and they typically do. With Auburn, I have seen some of the craziest crap happen inside of that stadium.
That is true.
Jordan-Hare Stadium, that is the most voodoo, juju freaking stadium that I have ever seen in my life. I've never seen stuff happen elsewhere that happens inside that place, and it terrifies me. Every single time Alabama has to go there, it terrifies me. So I would love to pick against Auburn all the time, but if I'm going to try and do this prognosticator thing, then I'm going to have to try and be honest every now and then. When Auburn's got a good team, I'll say they got a pretty good team, but I'll still do my best to pick against them.
Yes, I feel you.
All right, next we've got a game that could be a throwback to 1923, Minnesota at Iowa. I think the over-under right now is 32.5.
Under.
This game could be like...
You got to go under.
This game could be like 8-5.
I think Iowa's a better team. Obviously better defensively. I don't really know what Minnesota's going to be able to do. But by the same token, I don't know what Iowa State's offense can really do. So you're right. It's going to be a low-scoring game. But I think the Hawkeyes take care of business at home. So give me Iowa.
Are we ready for an 11-1 Iowa that can't score 20 points a game? Because, if you look at the schedule, that's
I feel like that's really every year. It's always an 11-1 Iowa, it feels like. But
the crazy part about what they're doing right now is they've done all this where they've got multiple road games that they've already played. The next four straight games are in Kinnick, and then they've got the finale against Nebraska on the road. Would it surprise anybody if they beat Nebraska? I mean, this is I'm going to take Iowa, but there's no real number on offense that I can use to show it. So I'll take them because they always find a way to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like right now, SP Plus has Iowa by 7, and I could very well see this game being 7-0 with a defensive touchdown.
A blocked punt run back.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to take Iowa too, and you know they're going to go 11-1 and sneak into a playoff and be the bizarro Oklahoma, where you know.
Do you remember the South Dakota State game last year, where I think they had 2 safeties and a field goal, and that was their 7-3?
Yeah,
like, that is the perfect Kirk Ferentz game. Just chef's kiss.
All right, we got Clemson at Miami. Clemson is favored by 4. SP Plus actually likes Miami by a hair, by about half a point.
Yeah, well, they're not throwing in the coach being able to run the ball instead of kneeling it for the win. So I have Miami in this one. I mean, I have Clemson in this one. Simply because I just don't think they have the coaching to beat Clemson, who has actually kind of turned it around a little this season. So I think Clemson has the momentum coming into this game. Miami definitely does not. You know, they're 0-2 in conference play, really bad loss, and then couldn't hang with North Carolina. So I have no faith in them. So give me Clemson for this one.
I'm the same way. I have no faith in Miami. We talked about it on the BetUS show last week about how on earth could you possibly, even if the numbers tell you to, how could you possibly bet on Miami right now? Like after that Georgia Tech game, you see all the infighting and everybody trying to blame somebody. And, you know, last week, the crazy part about last week's game against North Carolina was the post-game win expectancy for Miami was actually like over 50%. Like using the numbers there, they maybe should have won the ball game. Now this week, I think there was some news today about Tyler Van Dyke has got his leg wrapped. He's been walking with a limp. Like there's all sorts of just madness that's going on. I'm going to take Clemson. I cannot see Clemson having 3 ACC losses before the end of October. That just does not make sense to me. So does not compute. Give me Clemson in this one.
I'm going full chaos here. I'm going Miami to win a close one. It's going to come down to the choice of whether to kneel at the end of the game, and he's not going to do it again, and they're going to win. And I hope the very first question in the press conference after the game is, "What the hell are you doing?"
I could 100% see it happening. I'm like, imagine Miami. Dabo Sweeney is the one that ends up losing that way, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. All right. Let's go to the Pac-12, and let's go Utah, USC. USC's favored by 7. SP Plus agrees. What do we think about Utah, USC? Utah just keeps going through quarterbacks, but just keeps beating people. So, what do we think?
I've got Utah on this. I've thought USC was, a typical Trojan horse contender for the playoff, pun intended. It's a classic Lincoln Riley team, all offense. As long as they score more points than the defense allows, then it's a good time for everyone. But they actually played a decent team last week and got exposed big time. So I have Utah on this. I think USC will probably lose a couple more. They have a pretty tough road ahead still, so it's not going to get any easier. So give me Utah.
I don't want to, but I think I'm going to take USC. And the reason being, Utah is terrible away from home. And I've never been able to figure that out. Kyle Whittingham teams used to be really good no matter where they played. And over the past like 3 years, they have just, it's a completely different team that shows up when they go on the road in the Pac-12. This over the last 4 weeks, this is the number 122 PPA per drive offense against the number 118 PPA per drive defense in USC. Like but you got a really good defense against a really good offense, and you got a really bad offense against a really bad defense. I mean, how on earth are you supposed to come out with a winner here? I think USC bounces back. I, you know, what I saw out of Notre Dame last week. Like there's something is wrong with USC. Like the body language is off. Nothing but hero ball, and yet I'm still going to take them to win the game. Like I don't know that they cover, because what'd you say it was, 6 or 5.5 or something?
Seven,
all the way out at 7. I don't know that they'll cover a touchdown, but yeah. I mean, if Utah can't score, I don't know how you. If you can't score, I don't know how you win a game like that.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll take USC here.
I'm going to go USC just because I went USC last week and they lost. And so I'm going to keep that positive momentum going.
Yes.
And I'm going to go USC winning all day.
Good call.
I'm not salty at all. Don't misinterpret this. but yeah, I'm going to go USC to win this one. All right. Probably the best game of the weekend. Penn State.
Yes, for sure.
Ohio State. Ohio State favored by 3.5. SP Plus likes it at about 5.5.
I know it's at Ohio State, but I'm going with the dog. Penn State, I think their offense is better than Ohio State's. I think they'll be able to score. And I don't know. They're just playing well. I still think Ohio State is a fraud, even though they played Notre Dame and beat them. They have to win this one for me to give them some more, I don't know, positive mojo, I guess, in my brain for them. But I just don't think anything of them right now. So I need them to beat Penn State to be a playoff contender. So because right now, like out of the top, like, you know, 4 or 5 teams, I just think they would get booted first for some reason. So give me Penn State on this one.
I got to tell you. So I've already got a bet in on Penn State. But that was when it was 5.5. And this thing is down to 3.5 now. And there are so many people that are on the Nittany Lions, and I don't know what to make of it. So I think I'm going to ride Penn State because, I mean, their numbers have been insane. And right. That Ohio State offense, yeah, they're getting a lot of guys back. You know, they're getting wide receivers back this week, et cetera. But Kyle McCord looks slow in his decision-making. And if you are slow against a Manny Diaz defense, he is going to take advantage of that all day. And I don't trust this offensive line for Ohio State at all. Now, Ohio State's defense, Jim Knowles, I mean, year two with that guy, it is a different world. So I think it's going to be low scoring. I think it's going to be a defensive slugfest. I'm going to take Penn State, and that's more just because I want to see the world burn.
Yep.
I'm gonna go Ohio State at home here. I think this has all the hallmarks of one of those games that, you know, Ohio State might win, but they're gonna end up on the embarrassing end of the Parker Fleming did our team get beat that bad chart, you know. I think Ohio State might come out with the W, but they might get outplayed. I'm going to go Ohio State at home.
Nice. They kind of did this last year, right? Because last year, I think it was 43-30. But they didn't get any margin until late, and it was a Sean Clifford turnover or something along those lines. So, yeah, it's kind of the same thing every year with Penn State and Ohio State.
Okay, well, those are the picks. Usually, Gary, we have guests talk about an Aggie fact if they have one. Not sure if you have one or not.
Did we freeze that time? Did we?
Yeah.
What do you have in your Aggie fact satchel?
And there he went. All right.
You back?
Oh, I see blinking.
I see him.
I see him too. Kyle, have you got us?
You got us? He's not there.
It would appear not so much.
Yeah.
That is wild.
He got Thanos snapped.
Glad it's not my stuff, right? Have we got you? Nope. Nothing.
Okay, so those are the picks, Gary. Usually we have our guests bring on an Aggie fact. if they have one. So let us know. Do you have an Aggie fact in your fact satchel?
I've got one. It's not the comedic kind that you guys typically have. I just remember that the guy that wrote, what is it, the Iron Giant, he actually is, like, he went to school at Texas A&M. So that's, again, not comedic. Huh. I trust you guys for that content.
There you go.
But yeah, had no idea that the guy from the Iron Giant. So I say had no idea. I had no idea until about a year ago.
Man, but, we were just talking about old nostalgic, like, childhood movies. That's funny. All right, well, tell the folks at home where to find you, what you're doing, plug anything you want.
Let's see, the BetUS College Football Show. That's the easiest one. You can find that on YouTube. Just search for BetUS College Football Show. I'm also on YouTube, Winning Cures Everything. That's a fun one, I guess. I do that kind of on the side. So for additional content beyond the BetUS stuff, I'm on TikTok and Instagram at GaryWCE. I'm on Twitter at Winning Cures. So many different things that you got to keep up with. I'd like to talk college football. So however you want to get it out to me, that's the easiest way to do it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Gary.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me.
Awesome. Well, see y'all later.
Stats are for losers.